RINC Research Corporation. And you've never heard of it. You ever heard of errant characteristics for airborne, I mean, airline equipment? Basically, what they call specifications. The airline's electronic engineer can do it. It's chaired by Air Inc. Mm-hmm. Prepared specifications or what they call characteristics for all of the electronic equipment for the airlines. Why? Because it started out with things like the early VOR receivers, mm-hmm. Right after the war, and then into DME equipment, and you can do with all of these distance measurement equipment, and finally on up to right now GPS, level positioning systems, mm-hmm. and collision avoidance systems. But the company now is going even into further into the airline business, but in installing, designing, and operating common things like communication and inter-airline communications at airports, for example. Mm-hmm. You look at all the flight information on the TV boards. I mean, this whole system has to be designed and maintained for somebody. Eric is doing a lot of this now. Mm-hmm. They did a similar design for a new airport in China. Mm-hmm. I mean, of all the electronics for the new airport. I mean,
it's a logical outcome of the whole picture. I mean, the reliability was extremely important to the airlines, and they were willing to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Which is what a lot of others were not at that time. Mm-hmm. But a lot of other people, of course, have taken a much more realistic outlook since then, I mean, the computer industry particularly, I mean, of course. And then, of course, electron tubes are no longer familiar to an engineer. I gave a paper not too long ago on it. Said that, talked about the electron tubes, and I said to the engineers, I think probably most of you don't around here don't even know what an electron tube is. It's probably getting to be true. But they kind of chuckled at that. But so much for that.